Well, we are always excited to be able to celebrate people coming into the kingdom of God. And we've got five people here who have recognized that that their lives were not connected to God, and they recognized that God loved them, that he wanted them in his family, and that Jesus Christ had come to die for their sins, and he rose from the dead to show not only that God's mercy was available to them, but God's grace and the power for them to become part of his family and have their heart and lives changed. And so they've committed themselves to Christ, and we're going to celebrate that today. And the first one who we're going to baptize is from our youth. And so, Jonathan, I'm going to let you just kind of introduce that.
This is Taylor Robertson, who came to be part of our youth about two and a half years ago. And he's really just on fire for God. I got to hear a little bit of his testimony this past weekend at the winter retreat. And it's really cool how he was just sharing. He was at a dark place in life early in his life at 9, 10 years old, and was really struggling. And then a couple years later, got to a place where he was around believers, and he saw the Spirit of God at work in them. And it challenged him to get into the Word himself. And he opened the Word and really just started reading, started praying, asked God to reveal himself. And God did so in many ways. And he started praying for someone to come into his life that would that knew a little bit more than he did and could help him in that walk. And he gave his life to Christ then, and then started praying for this mentor. And then God brought Lee into his life. And then he started praying for fellowship and community, and Sarah invited him to come be part of our youth, and he did so. And it's really cool just to see how God's gone before him and provided for him. And he caught me about a month ago and said, I really feel like I need to be baptized. I feel like God's calling me to be baptized, and he's doing that to be obedient to him. And it's so cool to see just the life he's living for Christ. This guy right here, I believe, is contagious, so if you don't want any Jesus on you, you need to stay away from him. But he is on fire. He actually looks a little bit like Jesus with his beard. So hopefully, Lee, you've channeled your inner John the Baptist, and you're ready to do so. But he's asked Lee to come, and that just that part of that spiritual walk and that life and that journey that he's on, he's had that much input into his life. So he's asked Lee to come baptize him. That's what we're going to do now because of your profession of faith.
Taylor, as your friend, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, I'm going to ask Journey Rebel to come down here now. And Journey is the first of a couple of girls that we have who are going to be baptized. And she has grown up in a family that has been here. They've been here several years, and they just love the Lord. And they are committed to God's Word and committed to living by God's Word. And so she is the testimony that God wants for every one of us, that she was brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. She was shown God's goodness, and then she came here into this fellowship in Miss Laura's kids' church, and all of you who have shown her acceptance and love, and she just knew that she wanted to be in God's family. And so she has made that commitment, knowing that she was separated to God, that God would forgive her through Jesus Christ. She's seen it in her family. She's seen it in you. And she has accepted that and wants that and given her heart to Christ. And so since you have given your heart to Christ and you are part of his family, we're going to celebrate that, and I'm going to baptize you, okay? Well, let's do that. Because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. She'd like to pray. Is that okay?
Dear Father, you're the true Lord who's really mighty, and I really love you, and all of us do. And I'll praise your name believe in you and pray you forever and love you. Amen.
Amen. You know, the Bible tells us that we don't believe with our minds, we believe with our hearts. And when we truly believe with our hearts, we confess it with our mouth. And isn't it wonderful to see that in the heart of somebody like that, that young, who's going to start off living for the Lord? Now we've got Daniel, who's going to come down here, and he's going to baptize his son. And it's the same thing here. Daniel has become a good friend of mine. We talk about the Bible a lot and life and how it applies. And Daniel, you have raised your children, and you and Rebecca have given just such a wonderful example of Christ to them. And it's just so great to see them want to be part of your family and a part of God's family. And so I'm going to let you baptize your son.
He's ready eager to go. Follow Jesus.
I'm choked up more than I thought I would be. Thank you, Jesus, that I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That is cool. You know, what does Jesus say? Perfect praise comes from the mouths of babes. And isn't it wonderful, just like he said, to see somebody who they want to follow the Lord, and to see you, Daniel, and what it means to you to have your son in God's kingdom. That is how every parent should feel. So that's a wonderful thing. I'm going to let, there we go. Come on down, Hattie. And once again, go ahead and step over here a little closer. And once again, Hattie is has grown up in Daniel and Rebecca's home as a daughter loved by them, just like Christ loves them. And she's felt that love. She's seen the wisdom in her parents. And when it came time for Jesus to knock on her heart and her to feel that tug of whether or not she was going to go her own way or whether she was going to surrender to Christ, it was just a natural thing for you to follow Christ. You wanted to be in God's family. And so because you've given your heart to Jesus Christ and because he's died for your sins and he loves you, I'm going to baptize you, my sister, in Christ. I baptize you now, my sister, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And Tim came to our church a while back. Actually, Tim is a missionary, and he's become a part of our church here after many years. And Sean has become a very close friend of his. So I'm going to let Sean just baptize Tim.
Well, this kind of baptism to me is just always really exciting. You know, we just had four kids, and here we got a big kid that we're going to do. And you know, I was thinking about Tim because he has been a Christian for a long time and is a co-founder of Another Child, which is one of our mission partners. And so the temptation of the flesh in that is to say, well, I don't want people to think I haven't been following Christ all these years. And yet, despite that temptation, Tim has said, I need to be baptized. He attended a church in a denomination where sprinkling was kind of the thing, and he was sprinkled at about 9 months of age, and obviously he had not developed his faith at that point. And so as an act of obedience, he wants to do that today, which I just love. And I have grown to just love Tim. I see him as a brother and a friend, but also a partner in our ministry here, and I'm incredibly grateful to him for the tutelage he's giving my daughter in missions. He's kind of hired her as an intern with his mission place, and I just feel this special bond that God has created between us. And so I am honored and grateful today, Tim, to baptize you. Is there anything you would like to add about your walk?
No, other than I'm just thankful for this community of people. And for God for giving me this opportunity to be in a true family, a true God-fearing family, And this act of obedience is just something I didn't think it was going to be emotional, but it is. And I'm just appreciative of all the support I've had.
Sure.
Well, I'm going to baptize you now, my friend. And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you, my brother. Well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for just this opportunity to see five hearts that have committed to you at various times in their lives and then committed to the act of obedience of baptism. It is only a celebration, Lord, of your love, of your grace, and your goodness. And so we thank you for that. Thank you for bringing Tim into our fellowship. And Lord, may you get the glory. And it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.